This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Anna Murphy, I've laughed so hard with all the comedians in this afternoon, my stomach is aching.
I know.
It's either that or hernia. I'm not too sure, one or the other.
Dear.
But now listen, we've got another comedian with us this afternoon, Corey White. Welcome
Hello.
To Joy.
Corey, oh, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Let me just give the listeners a little bit of rundown of the talent that lies before us. Winner. Best Show, Sydney Fringe 2014. Winner, Best Newcomer, Melbourne International Comedy Festival 2015.
I'll stop you.
I know. I want to keep going. There is more, and that's what we're here to talk about. Now, for you, the last couple of years you took off, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
You turned. Oh, we've got people ringing in the studio. That's brilliant.
That's not great.
You've taken a couple of years off, mm-hmm. and you. What did you do?
I worked on a TV show which yes. aired on the ABC last year, Corey yep. White's Roadmap to Paradise, which went well. I did get a few stalkery people off that,
oh,
so
that's
maybe
good.
That's one of them right now calling yeah. on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I do talk about that on the show this year, and I have been working on a memoir which is being released in July, which is called The Prettiest Horse in the Glue Factory.
Oh
so,
my god.
So this is your second show, is X-Ray?
Yes.
And so it you focus on, well, you recently turned 30.
Yep, 31 actually.
Engaged.
Unfortunately, yes.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're struggling with your health and to keep the house tidy.
Yes, I've been domesticated. I've left behind a lot of the years of wildness, and now I'm like, I've become a master, like a ninja master of like the Dyson.
Wow.
I am very domesticated. There's no more 3 a.m. nights. Yeah. I'm in bed.
So now
by
you're
11.
Just popping out from behind cupboards, like ready to vacuum.
Yeah, like I'm just it's
all
the.
Sound like a peeping tom, man.
No, he said he was a ninja.
Okay. Well, yeah, Anna might have a very different idea of ninjas. So that's a ninja, isn't it? No, that's a menace. No, he's trained for years to be like that. No, he acted on an impulse and it was wrong.
Oh, too funny.
Oh, I've lost
now listen, your first lot of shows. Mm-hmm. Your debut sort of
yes,
stuff that
yep.
you did was pretty. There was some pretty serious.
Yeah, I can
stuff
hear the seriousness
there.
In your
well,
voice.
Well, yeah, I've just dropped it down a little.
Yeah,
I
like the radio.
To, I think we need
okay.
to go there.
Yeah, let's go there. Let's have that conversation.
And so you came. You had a bit of a
yeah.
rough upbringing.
Yep, I grew up in foster care. Bunch of bad stuff. I turned it into multi-award winning comedy.
Yep.
That's all in the past. This year's show is just about being fat, old, and exhausted, and in love.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a lot more. It's a lot lighter.
Yeah.
It's a lot funnier.
Did you feel like that first lot of shows that
yep.
you did? Was it really cathartic to get it out there? And
yeah,
and
definitely. I think it's important. I mean, in any. You know, anybody who's been traumatised or whatever, I think it's important to talk about that and get that out there.
Mm. But being able to tie it in a humorous way, obviously,
yes,
and have the
yeah.
whatever. There must have been a lot of people who watched those shows and went, wow, we can relate to that, and that's funny stuff. That's
yeah,
really-
yeah, it was really invigorating and like mm. really energising to be able to have that effect on people.
Yep.
And, you know, I've moved on from there.
Yep.
And so this show, X-Ray, is really, it's a lot of funny stuff about, you know, going to the gym and being in love and all of that sort of stuff. And it's much lighter. There are some
There's some people that would
darkness.
Say when you're in love, you don't go to the gym a lot.
No, that's the problem with love. That's the, for some reason, yeah, it's, I don't know why. Maybe it's because you're happy. That's odd.
Maybe.
Oh, I don't need to conform anymore.
And so you've written a memoir as well.
I have, yeah. It's due to be
very
released in July
man.
Through Penguin. I'm a very busy man and yep. It's paying off in spades, so I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm doing this stand-up show as I'm doing the final edits on my book.
Yeah, and so what was the ABC stuff that you did? You were on Q&A?
I did Q&A, yeah. Ticked that off, but that was a minor
it's like
thing.
It's a bucket list of stuff,
it's
isn't it,
a
for
bucket
you?
List. It's a huge resume. Come to me show, please. I did a show called Corey White's Roadmap to Paradise, which was 10 episodes, 15 minutes each, about massive structural issues that affect liberal Western democracies, and I provided solutions to them, but it was funnier than that sounded.
Right.
yeah, so I was looking at things
and providing
solutions.
Because we just had Tom Ballard in here before,
yeah,
and he's very
yeah.
passionate about all that
he
stuff
is,
as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it must be the generation of comedians coming through, which are tackling the hard-hitting, you know, topics.
Yeah, I think millennials are at a unique locus in society where, you know, the boomers before before us, you know, bought houses for, like, you know, as Ballard says, like a shilling and a song. And, you know, we're struggling to get into the housing market. We're, you know, climate change is around us. You know, trans rights are a big issue. All of this sort of stuff we're fighting, and we see injustice, we want to correct it. And so I think it's very much in the zeitgeist. Yeah, so I think it's very generational, that sort of thing. In the same way that people like hippies, you know, were into tie-dye shirts, we're into talking about bad things.
Totally. Absolutely. You've got a huge amount of shows coming up, obviously, with the Comedy Festival. Mm-hmm. I don't know who did this up. Was this your manager? Because it's got the Greek Centre in Mykonos. And I thought, that's a long way to do.
It is a long way.
For the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
But Virgin's doing deals, so just pop yourself in.
He's that good, ladies and gentlemen.
Go to Flight Centre. Yeah. Doing to audiences of one, two people, just real rich people. No, the Mykonos room in the Greek Centre.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't want to be at the Greek Centre. I really wanted to be at the Macedonian Centre, but they refused. And so I'm in Aiken. It is an office normally, and you can when you come in, you'll feel the spirit of Excel spreadsheets in the room. But I do a few jokes about being fat, and it clears, and everyone's like, "This is a comedy show."
It sounds amazing. Now Anna Murphy's got a question.
Yeah, sure. I've been driving comedians mental with this all night. Okay. So if you had to, if you were told for the rest of your life, on your favourite pizza, you had to go without one of the ingredients on your favourite pizza for the rest of your life, which would you go without?
Capsicum.
Capsicum. I said capsicum too. I've got taunted by Taunton.
Really?
He told me it was the worst thing he's ever heard.
No.
He's so annoyed and he's probably never going to order pizza again.
Yeah.
And Ballard said tomatoes. So I'm with you, capsicum.
Yeah, capsicum. I mean, I think that's a clear sacrifice.
But I do like it. But, yeah, I could go without it. So.
Yeah, it's like the Titanic's going down. Put the old, like, guy who's lived long. You stay behind on the ship, right? Like, capsicum, it's nice, but it's not that great. You need that tomato. You need the sauce, right? Also, I must admit, I'm used to not having capsicum because my partner is allergic to it. So I'm already accustomed to not having capsicum.
Thank you so much for playing the game.
Yeah, capsicum.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show this afternoon. Good luck with the whole comedy festival.
Thank you.
Can't wait to read the memoir.
Oh, wonderful! Yes.
When is it finished?
It's almost finished now. I'm just editing final stages. Comes out in July, July 16th.
Great.
The Prettiest Horse in the Glue Factory.
Is that what it's called?
It is called The Prettiest Horse in the Glue Factory.
I love that.
I love
it's pretty good. It's pretty dope. And the rest of the words in the book are as good as that title.
Well, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Corey White. You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.